Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of erratic.
So, no. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
And this is your boy, T'Angelo. What's going on, everybody? I am so back in the place to be. EOTM Radio. I am so uber excited, you guys. I'm back. Yes, that's right. T'Angelo's back here with EOTM Radio. And I have came back with a vengeance. So definitely stick around. We're going to have a blast. For those of you who remember my last show, Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, this is going to be like a more upgraded version of that. It's a new year with a new show. I got a new website and new successes to conquer. So with all the new, what are we going to talk about? Well, not too many differences, but there are a few things. First off, this is the Kicker Spot. You know, where we chill and discuss entrepreneurship, higher education, corporate success, matters of the heart, and whatever else I happen to conjure up. And then with the help of EOTMblog.com, the Celebrity Hub will cover entertainment news and the happenings in Hollywood and some of the Hollywood gossip. Not all of the stories, because, you know, some of those stories be way over the top. But nonetheless, you guys, I'm so excited to be back with you. Much love to the entire EOTM fam. You guys have been holding it down. Sweet T, I know you're out there doing your thing. Ron Anthony, you got your boy, Stephen Knight, and our girl, Mocha D. You guys are all awesome. I'm back, so I hope y'all ready. Okay, so let's see. One of the new additions to my show is going to be a gentleman I'm really excited to actually introduce you all to. His name is Buddha, Buddha the Voice. He will be a segment host on the show who will definitely keep you laughing with his many talents, okay? 664-6543. Again, that was 718-664-6543. And let me know what you think. I'm going to have to just go ahead and I should probably play the song again, huh? Just for those of y'all who just now tuning in, did y'all miss the theme song in the beginning? I probably should play it again. But thank you. Thank you to G, a.k.a. The Genius, and Studio Math. G, The Genius, is the producer who actually put that track together for me. I got to go into this.
It's your boys, welcome to the Kicker Spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of erratic.
So, no. Okay, for better word. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
I can't get enough of the song. I can't. What do you guys think? You definitely have to let me know. And one thing you can do too, let me know what you think, is go to T'Angelo.com and post your thoughts in my guest book. That is T'Angelo, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O.com, and post your thoughts in the guest book. That's going to be fun. There are a few other new elements to the show, but we're going to get into all that. We have a great night.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the Kicker Spot? I'm trying to find the Kicker Spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The Kick It Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to tell me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The Kick It Spot. Kick It Spot. Kick It Spot. Kick It Spot.
The Kick It Spot. Kick It Spot. Kick It Spot. Spot. Spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth.
The Kick It Spot.
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 What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kick It Spot.
All right, you guys. So I was just thinking, the only way to bring in the new year and a new show is to party it up like it's 1999. Yeah. And so to help me break out my new show is going to be music and hip hop sensation One Too Much. Yes, tonight the Dynamic Trio will visit us, and we will hear all about their holiday show that they had this past December at the Celebrity Center. Also, we're going to hear about their new music video entitled Like a Star, and kind of what it's like to be on tour and so much more. We're going to catch up with One Too Much later on this evening. They're my special guests, and I'm really excited to hear from them because they've been up to so many great things. And when they do get call in, we talk with them. If you happen to want to, you know, speak with the boys, you can give them a call at 718-664-6542. He's there, though. Do we have – Veronica, do we have this phone on mute? Buddha, if you can hear me, we should be conversating right now. I don't know if his phone's on mute. Okay. Well.
Hey, I'm on it.
Well, I've been talking to myself for like 45 seconds. I was starting to feel like you didn't like me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Well, I don't want to speak to Buddha right now. We're probably speaking to Bernie Mac. Nothing personal. Is Bernie available?
Well, hello, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
Well, good evening, Bernie. So tell me, what's going on?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing too much going on. You know, I just came down from him. I was sitting up there arguing with the Bernie, you know what I'm saying, Big Small. I'm telling Big Small, every time I talk to you, you know, we're on the web. I said, what's going on? Biggie, come on. Well, you know, that's the way it goes. Every time I turn around, the people want to, you know, he just shut up. I don't want to hear that all that. What's going on with you?
We're just here blasting off the first episode of the first, of many shows to come with the Kick It Spot.
I'm so sorry I was late. I'm sorry I had to talk to you. So, well, you know, it took me a long time to come down. I didn't know heaven that far. So you forgive me.
And this is Los Angeles, so traffic is pretty thick around here.
Yeah, let's get to pick up there, too. I saw a few people going to the left. I like, no, I'm going to stay to the right.
So what's all going on? Talk to me.
Well, I came on down, and I heard Will Smith, and the pig's going to break up. I said, what's going on with that?
Well, I know I haven't talked to Will just yet. We're going to work on getting him or Jada to come on and sit down with us and tell us all about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Between me and you.
Okay.
See, Will Smith know how to do the movies and the rapping, but Bernie Mac do the tat, tat, tat. That's between me and you.
I won't tell nobody.
Yeah, I'll even lock that down, because when I go back, I got to talk to Jesus and tell you what it is.
What it is. All right, then.
That's
now.
What it is. Well, it's all good. Everything's fine. Hold on. So I'll tell you something.
Oh, okay.
When you have somebody stay with you, I'm sitting up here, me and Michael Jackson, they're in that same old house. I'll tell you something. Why do people want to steal from folks? Can you tell me that?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. People want to steal from folks because they ain't got nothing themselves. So, you know, but I mean, being up here, I'm in the house with Jesse Jackson. Jesse don't talk nothing. So, hey, come now. Let me tell you something. I'm going to put him on the phone. And all this too much to say. He ain't got too much to say. Hold on.
Okay. What are you going to say? Jesse going to talk to him?
Hello. What's going on today?
Oh, hey. Jesse.
Hey, what's going on? Excuse me. I heard so much about you. I heard so much about the radio. I know I had to come through to let you know that every day is a rainbow coalition. Every day you got to know just what to show to blow to know that Jesse Jackson is good to go.
Okay. You guys are cracking me up. Well, You know, I'm going to pause for the call, you guys. I got to take a moment to come back. But listen, you guys don't go far. And we're going to finish up with you guys and hear more about this coalition and why Michael Jackson is living with Bernie Mac, okay? We have
It has to go down. Let's get it.
Oh, my gosh, and Michael's there, too. Okay, so we are definitely going to have to finish up and find out what all is going on with the three of them a little bit later, okay? That's going to be hilarious. I can't wait. I know, right? I'm sorry. No talk. Okay, we're good. Okay, so... Okay. I'm going to the works for quite some time, and I wanted you all to really enjoy the page, have fun, and be able to see kind of what goes on in the world of T'Angelo and get to know a little bit more about me and see the projects and all that jazz. So stop by the Kick a Spot tab, and you can see what's going on with the shows. I will let you know that next week we will have the choreographer, the extraordinary Shane Sparks, on the show. He is going to come by and tell us all things Shane Sparks, scandals and all. And then also we're going to have talks about the Black College Expo because it is that time of the year again, and so many other great, great things, okay? A matter of fact, you guys should stop by the guest book page and post a comment. Yeah, on the page towards the ontianzo.com, towards the bottom, you'll see the guest book. Go ahead and take a moment and just post a hello, howdy do. I would love to hear from you and see what your thoughts are on the new show, the Kick a Spot, with the new theme song and all that jazz. And you know what? And another, in fact, I just had an idea. This is what we'll do. Y'all ready? Let's do a giveaway tonight. We're going to give away 2 free movie tickets. You guys all there for that? You good? No, Veronica, you can't have a movie ticket. She acted like she didn't know, like we wasn't on the script. Anyhow, so you guys, this is what you have to do. For a chance to win the 2 complimentary movie theater tickets to the movies, you have to post a comment on my guest book this evening. And that's to enter you to the drawing, okay? And when you do, towards the end of the show, we're going to go through the names and see who's all posted comments and just snatch a name, announce you. Once we announce it, you get called back at 718-664-6543. We'll get your information and send you out 2 tickets. What do you think? You guys are good for it? Are y'all okay for that? Okay. So, again, go to tianzo.com, post a comment on the guest book and to enter your the contest to win 2 free movie tickets. Okay? And it is
I'm a fucking man. Y'all get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Tudor. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel? 25 sitting on 20.
Oh my goodness. Oop, sorry about that. My elbow switched just a little button. I'm sorry. I'm new. I'm back. I know. It's been a little while. I'm back. Okay, sorry. You know, I was talking too, and I hit the button trying to get this button right here. Okay, so anyhow, you guys, for the contest, go to tianzo.com and fill out the guest book to win free movie tickets. Okay, so if you're interested in knowing who will be, I mentioned to you guys about the Kick a Spot page, so if you want to know again who the guest on the show will be, you're always more than welcome to check out the Kick a Spot page on tianzo.com, which will tell you all about that. And I mentioned Shane Sparks, and if you are not as abreast on the dance world as I happen to be, because I love the art of dance, Shane Sparks was probably best recognized for being a judge on America's Best Dance Crew, and so much more and more that he would do. Yeah, he'll be on there, and we'll hear more and talk more to him about that. So, anywho, and then what else is there? Oh, yes. Really quickly, I spoke quickly about the Black College Expo. As I mentioned, it's approaching. And if you are here in Los Angeles on January 28th, the College Expo will be at the Los Angeles Convention Center. This is definitely an event that you'll want to attend if you're looking to attend college. If you have youth who is getting ready to prepare for college, parents and adults, this is a great event. Last year, I took 2 gentlemen to this event, and they both got accepted to Dillard University on the spot. And funny enough, they're here in town for the holiday, but they fly out on Monday to go back to Louisiana. and I'm really happy for them. So big ups to Christian and Terrence for that one. If you're not in Los Angeles but you want to visit the Expo, they are also going to be in Oakland, Ontario, New York, Atlanta, and D.C., just to name some of the places. So if you're looking to attend college, again, this is a must. This is an event to attend. It's a must, okay? For any information about this, you can go to tianzlo.com, click the event page, and you can find more there. Also, if you are really interested in going, on January 26th, I will be giving away tickets to the Expo. And when you call in, you can win a pair of tickets to go to any of the Expos that they have across the nation. So you don't have to just come to the one in Los Angeles. But if you are in Atlanta or Oakland, definitely tune in on January 26th when I will have the founder of the Expo here with us, and we'll be giving away complimentary tickets. And that'll be definitely the way to go, okay? So stay abreasted. So don't forget, you guys, really quickly, don't forget to post a comment on the guest book page of tangelo.com for your chance to win 2 free movie tickets.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Twitter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shackles out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's a motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day. Hey, whoop it, off with your head. Nigga, money talk, and Mr. Egg, yeah. I'm so young, money, got a drum on a gun, and a desert bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Ski, 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 water gun. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
Don't she?
Now she want a photo, you already know though.
Yeah.
You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Real nigga, what's up? What's up? Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and we are definitely here at the Kicker Spot, gigging it, chilling, hanging out.
EOTMblogs.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblogs, yes, I said it, EOTMblogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
Yes, everyone's crowding around the radio just to hear what's going on at EOTMblog.com. And yes, all the celebrity news and gossip will be brought to you by EOTMblog.com. So what all is going on EOTMblog.com? Well, I don't know about you guys. I'm logging in now just to make sure I don't miss no extra juicy details, okay? So a couple of things. I know I want to talk about all the – they have so much good stuff on there, you guys. I had pulled some stories for the show, and then I happened to go back on the EOTMblog.com. They had even some newer, juicier stories. So much to cover, so much to talk about. What do we do? And it's just a mere, 120 minutes. So anyhow, Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get it together here. Katy Perry. Katy Perry is about to get a divorce. Yes, Russell Brand files for a divorce from Katy Perry. Isn't that just seem so quick? Wasn't it just yesterday we were getting married down in India or some sort? Well, in a statement released on December 30th, Brand said, "Sadly, Katy and I are ending our marriage. I'll always adore her, and I know now then." Oh, this is really funny. Okay, are you ready for a funny? I'm ready for a funny. Well, it's not really funny, but it's kind of like weird funny. Aretha Franklin is now getting married. I thought it was kind of funny. According to People, Aretha and Mr. William Wilkerson are engaged. The 69-year-old singer and Wilkerson are discussing tying the knot on Miami Beach. I love Miami Beach, you guys. If you get a chance to vacation, definitely vacation in Miami because it's so much fun. It lets you know it was kind of rushed, but no, I'm not pregnant. I thought that was funny that she threw that in, because you know how Hollywood is. If you say you get married, you know, quickly, they assume that you're getting pregnant or something. And then, actually, I'm going to go off script 1 second here, because I thought that something I wanted to tell you guys, which I'm personally in love with, is our girl Dakota Fanning lands her first adult role. Yes, it's going to be a period drama piece called Effie. I'm really excited. I have been a Dakota fan since forever. Awesome girl, Dakota, we'll have you on the show. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And then, really quickly, again, off script, but really quickly, you got something else that was juicy. I'm telling y'all, EOTM Blog be having all the good stories. You got to keep up. But anyhow, they had the announcement that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are now engaged. Yes, yes, yes. Now, they did have a series of breakups and makeups, but Timberlake and Biel have finally decided to get married. Can you believe it? They're both beautiful people. So, and then Justin married, though, that just seems weird to me. I mean, I've been, you know, a Justin fan since back in the NSYNC days, and now marriage? Really? So several insiders share with U.S. Weekly on this Friday that a couple of 4.5 years became engaged in late December. Timberlake reportedly proposed while the couple was vacationing in Jackson, Wyoming. So, you guys, super cute. Congratulations and all that jazz, you know. Love is in the air. Okay, I won't sing all that right now. Oh, and then another interesting story that was, he's in Aspen, Colorado, where he and Carrie were vacationing. Don't it seem like everybody, well, I guess it was the holiday season, so I guess everybody was vacationing. Come on, just say, everybody vacationing? Yeah. The pair, they became parents of twins, a boy and a girl, last year. And so if you got a chance, you can check out the kids. They've been awesome. But matter of fact, I'm just getting breaking news that, see, look how awesome they are. They, EOTM, the writers are just shooting me information that he actually is no longer in Colorado, but they have since moved to Berlin. Yeah, for all those looking to get married to LeBron, LeBron and his longtime girlfriend, Samantha Brinson, are engaged. They have been together for quite some time. I think they're high school sweethearts. It was in the press that a few hours, no, wrong part. The Miami Heat forward popped the question to his high school sweetheart this past Saturday night, or a few Saturday nights ago, actually, doing a party to celebrate the new year, the New Year's Eve, and his 27th birthday. And so at the same time, they were doing New Year's Eve, they were doing his birthday, and now we're going to be doing an anniversary. So no wedding day has been announced just yet, but kudos to LeBron and his new, well, what do you call her? Oh, fiance. Sorry, forgot the word just that quick. Anyhow, but so big ups to LeBron and Miss and Savannah. So not too much, you guys. Nothing, you know, too bad out there. I didn't want to get too juicy, but we'll have to definitely stick around. But anyhow, also, you guys, definitely, I'm going to take a minute real quick and just shout out my photographer, Duran was a photographer I recently worked with. And, Carla, honey, if you're listening, I haven't forgot to get you the information for this wonderful photographer. I am going to get it to you. I promise. It's just been crazy trying to pull this together. But I'm going to get it to her because he did. So if you guys are happy to notice some of my new images, there's some on my Facebook, a couple of my Facebook. There's some on the website. And I just want to shout Duran for the images. They're awesome. They're great. He's very professional, and I had an awesome time. And all positive things with him. So if you happen to need some new photography and you want to work with a photographer who does awesome work and does great editing to help the colors pop and make you look your best, definitely hit me up on tangelo.com, and you can go down to contact us and just shoot me a little, hey, how do you do or whatever, and I can get you his information, okay? But, Carla, you don't have to do that, hun. I'm going to just, you know, I got your number, girl. So definitely. Stop laughing at me. People are weird. What am I doing? I don't know. Oh, I'm actually, I was thinking, I watched Facebook, and there are people posting funny things on here. If you don't visit my Facebook, you should, because it's funny stuff. I have one person who creates a bunch of hilarious things all the time, but I won't just shout his name out on the air right now, but he knows who he is. I always try to post. Well, I don't even post a lot, because he's just funny, so I just happen to read a lot. But anyhow, okay, what am I doing? So they'll be here. That's what's up. One too much to give y'all love. I hope y'all listening. They don't even want to talk to me. Okay. Out of curiosity, are people calling in for One Too Much already? Do we have callers? Do we have callers? I need to move on. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, let me get back there. Kind of flagging me down over here. Okay. I'm sorry, I just lost my spot. Okay. Anywho, okay. Are they going to screen? Oh, you don't have to screen just yet, you guys. I don't need the callers yet. I was just wondering if they were there. It's no worries. We'll wait till later. Yeah, no big hurry. Okay, let me get back to work. Okay. You guys, I'm having so much fun over here. Y'all should see my little screen. It's all much fun to have some little dilly-dallies and stuff. Okay, so let's get to the next segment here. I want you guys to actually meet the gentleman who did the voices earlier. We talked to some of his voices, but now I actually want to just talk to Buddha for a second because we want to get to know him a little bit. And did my freaking computer just kick me off? Okay, this thing is weird, you guys. I wish you guys could see what I'm going through right now. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Yesterday.
Let's see here. What am I doing? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get... I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying to get his introduction. I have a beautiful one written for him. Yeah, and I'm trying to... But the thing kicked me out. Give me one moment. Okay. Okay. Apparently, I'm not doing this right, you guys. But you guys, I'm weird. Okay, I have to move on. Okay, so anyhow, we have Buddha the Voice, and I'm going to tell you a little backstory. So me and Buddha met at this great event called That's VoiceOver, and I was covering the event, so I had the camera crew and everything out there, and all of a sudden I run into this gentleman, and he starts talking to me as Bernie Mac, and I'm like floored because for a second I thought they had brought Bernie Mac back to life. He was awesome. And so when we spoke with management and did this, that, and the other, they were like, oh, yeah, sure, T, you can come on the show. And I was like, great. They didn't even give me a hard time or anything. I felt so loved. So a little bit about Buddha. For those of you listening out in the Chi-Town, Buddha is a native of Chicago. He was from Cook County, you guys, and his family moved to Mississippi for a different while later and for a mixture of jazz and the whole slicker life and whatnot. He loves to sing and dance and write music and do voice impressions, of course, and is quite a talented comedian. From an early age, he amuses family, friends, and classmates with the sounds of characters, and so through the course of life, he's just been honing and pulling his skills together to now be an adult and do very well performing all sorts of acts as Al Johnson, Joe Torre, Kevin Hart, Montel Jordan. The list, of course, goes on and on and on. He has a long list of voice impressions that he can do, but upon going through all the lists of Eddie Murphy, DMX, Jesse Jackson, and the Clumps. You guys will meet the Clumps next week. Not this week, but next week. So just to name a few of the people.
Oh, hoes. Thank you. You know, when wife will always want to say, always want, you know, they thank you. I want to thank you for the love, the toes, the eyes. Thank you.
Okay, well,
yeah, I just
want to
thank you.
All I can say to that is, you're welcome.
Thank you, man.
Can I say you're welcome in Spanish? Did anybody want to say you? Gracias. That's thank you. Denado.
Oh, see,
denado.
You know I'm here in San Antonio. You want to throw the Spanish out there? Que quieren barato.
Oh, I only got a few words. Don't get too carried away. I don't have a full vocabulary.
Well, you got some beans. Beans. They need to be cooked, my friend.
Oh, What is your name?
My name is Roger Carmona Fasquin Barrero Pero. Nickname is Robbie.
Okay. Well, so question. I have a lot of background noise, so if it's possible to pull the background noise down, that would be great. But I want to. So let's see here. So let's look at the scandal.
Well, you know, I say like this here. Each his own, and, you know, you can do nothing but love her. Love your father, your mother, your sister, your brother. Stop, Tito. Stop. Will you stop?
Now, Michael, you have been, you know, a part of the royal family for your entire life. And
exactly.
You know how this to be scrutinized and people make up all sorts of things. But now,
bad story. Bad.
Sit back and watching this. Do you think she's pregnant or not? Do you think Beyonce's pregnant?
Well, you know, you never read those tabloids. The tabloids would get you real, you know.
At a concert. We just sell tickets. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, so you guys, if you're listening in, definitely give us a call. You can always speak to one of the many voices of Buddha at 718-664.
Hold on. Yo, what's up? Hey, yo, kid, I heard you got something going on, baby. What's up? This is DMX, yo. What's happening?
Whoa. Who's this?
Yo, this is DMX. Baby, what's going on? You know what I mean? I heard you had something going on.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? You have the people, Buddha, coming through, yo. You have them coming through. You have the dog. You know what I mean? What's going on, kid?
Well, how have you been? You know, you stand in news, too. What's going on with you these days?
Well, you know what I mean? I just got out of jail about 5 months ago. You know what I mean? You know, I'm trying to lay low on certain things. I mean, lay low on, you know, the drugs. You know what I mean? Lying and, you know, selling to the dogs. You know what I mean? Doing what I do. You know what I mean? This is what it is. You know what I mean? It is what it is, baby. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, with you being through all that you go through, you know a little bit about some drama and whatnot. So, I mean, what do you think about the, you know, just randomness here? What do you think about Aretha Franklin getting married at 69 years old?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this here, you know what I mean? Aretha Franklin, if I was with her, I'd be marrying her too, because she looked good.
Oh, okay.
She looked good, you know what I mean? I love the way she looked, baby, you know what I mean? She's the best, she's the best, you know what I mean? 69, 70, 80, whatever, she just sings to me, baby, and it's lovemaking all night, you know what I mean?
Well, okay, well, don't get too excited now because, you know, she's an engaged woman now, so, you know.
Well, you know what I mean? Look, the dog, you know what I mean? You know, I come through, baby, you know what I mean?
Nigga's proud. Okay, I can dig it. Now, real quick, DMX, real quick. So, last year, I saw this thing on a news article when a mother saw her kids robbing a liquor store on the news. She saw it on the news and recognized her children, and she turned them into the police. What would you do if you were the parent?
Well, you know what I would have did? I'm going to tell you like this here. Anyone be robbing, you know what I'm saying, child be robbing something to me, you know what I mean? If I don't fill up, what you going out there for?
Huh?
Yo, what I'm saying like this is wrong, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're gonna have your child rob, so what you doing in the home? Your kids shouldn't be robbing nothing if you were satisfied at home. But at the same time, they'd be greedy because you give them so much, they want much. You know what I mean?
I do. You know who also whose opinion I would love to hear? Where's Bernie? I know he's around there. Bernie would be a person.
Yeah, Bernie.
He'd be hating on his badass kids. So where's Bernie? Let him tell me about
the kids. Hell, DMX, yo, telephone. Hell, telephone for me. Yo, Trump, shut up. You know, did the hammer, beat him up, said that I was out of here to white meat. I'm saying when they go to school, it was like a bummer. I was all white. I'm saying all, like, them to rigor mortis and set in 10 minutes before time.
Oh, my. Okay.
Let me ask your kid, what's your kid's name? That's rigor mortis 1, rigor mortis 2. Now, which one you want to be? 3, get the hell on.
I thought you had a love for children.
Man, I'm telling you something about some kids. I'll tell you about them children. Y'all, I know you're probably losing your breath right now, but I'm on the phone. If you can't hold it, I'm sorry for you. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
And I'm talking to George. George has got some issues. Well, I'm telling you about the kids I had. I was at the mall with my niece the other day. I saw a fire woman with a Coke bottle. I said, I want to get your number. When he's talking about it, I said, hold the heck on. I said, I want to get your time. When he's talking about it, I said, hold the heck on. She's talking about it.
Are you okay?
Hello? Yeah, no, she ain't all right. Hey, just roll around. Roll around. Hold on, turn all around, woman.
Is she breathing?
And this ain't Santa Claus. Oh, Christmas. I'm going to deck the hall.
What did you deck the halls with?
with a fist upside the head. Oops,
right.
Upside the head. Say, oops, left side of the head with your child.
I said, oops, upside the head. I said, oops, upside the head. All right, okay.
With
the
child. No, with the child.
Oh,
yeah, I ain't
my.
Trying to bump this up. I'm not trying to sit up here and, you know, verify or qualify or qualify.
Hmm. Okay, well, that reminds me of the character from one of my favorite shows, Martin, with the Hustle Man. He's just a hustler, you know? Trying to do what he can
yeah.
do.
Yeah. But nah, this ain't Hustle Man, though. This brother from Seth Snow. How you doing?
Love that for the fifth floor. Oh, shucky, tucky, quack, quack, boy. What it do, son?
Yeah, you know, because my hand's holding up, you know, two fingers, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, yeah, I do. But, man, you moving kind of slow. Are you okay?
You know, nah. I just got through talking to Maude, and, you know, so you know, Gina got me tripping on some things. You know, so I think she be watching me. Gina be watching me.
Do she?
Yeah, she be watching. But see, I don't like telling Ma. So I just give me assignments and hit the wind.
Right, because I don't have a fire escape, so I'm not worried about you coming through my window. So I would appreciate it.
I come through the walls, chimneys. I even climbed an 8-4-story building before just to get the best jelly sandwich in the world.
You are hilarious. Well, okay, bro, man. Well, thank you. I'm gonna let you get back to the chair.
You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? But y'all ain't got them sandwiches for real?
Right. Yeah. Not so much. Sorry.
Y'all lie.
No, I didn't. Someone else lied to you. But listen, next time you come by, we'll definitely have a ham, cheese, peanut butter, and pickle sandwich for you.
Oh, man. You know, that's my favorite. You know my favorite, man? Sure. Thank you very much.
Well, that's what's up. Well, thank you so much, Buddha, my friend. We're going to have to talk to you again next week.
All right.
And we'll hit
Jalo.
Okay, you guys, what's going on? I want to say thank you to our boy Buddha the voice. He is hilarious. He will be here again as a segment host talking about whatever happens to come to their mind. I am feeling him. So, oh, goodness. 6543. Let's see really quickly. Let's see what we're doing. Hold on. Let's see. I want to see if we got some major players in there yet. Let's see how many comments we have. Hope I don't embarrass myself right here. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to go down to the guest book page, you guys, and see how we're doing. Okay. We have a few. We got a few people in there. Yep. We have a couple. Okay. So we got some people coming in, y'all. Y'all got to get your comments in. Tiangelo.com for the movie tickets. Okay, you guys. And, we are now going to take a minute to check out One Too Much a single, Like Duh.
Don't even ask me that.
Turned up to the max. Yo, Mel, why you doing like that? Don't take me in public because I don't know how to ask. You can hit it. You can pass it by your pass. She jerk. No, can't do it like that. She gon' take a lid. She like me like that. She gon' take a sip. She like it like that, in the club, jerked up, and I'm still turned up, looking for a flirt with a whole lot of butt, and I'm living life up, as my chick like, ooh, she take a little wink, and I said, girl, what it do, she say, TK, you go hard, and that's true, and she on Young Mill, so you know he on it too, I rap O2M, you already knew, I'm like, girl, duh, PC getting it too, I got a little green, and my eyes don't eat, so let's get the party cracking, son, stop, time's three,
duh, I'm fresh. Duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh. Duh, I function, duh. Like, duh. Duh, I'm fresh. Duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh. Duh, I function, duh. Right, duh.
I'm too much is in the building.
Exactly.
Hey, bros, let's show them how we do.
Duh, I'm turned. Duh, I'm turned. Duh, I'm turned, duh, I'm turned,
Everybody, it's your boy T'Angelo, and you are currently listening to The Kicker Spot, my new radio show here, and we are having a blast. So I am sitting here actually trying to host in the chat rooms. You guys, if you want to chat in the EOTM chat rooms, you're more than welcome to. So if you go to EOTMradio.com and scroll towards the bottom, you'll be able to see the chat rooms there. You always see the chat room so you can chat with us and join in. And let me let you know that it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. Chat on the thingy and chat on the chat room and talk to you guys on air. That's a talent. I don't know how people like the transcribers who do 911, I don't know how they pull that off. Because they have to, you know, listen to everything that goes on that phone for the emergency and start typing people and pull them into it. So that must be a talent I don't quite have yet. Okay, so let me see where our boys are. I'm waiting for One Too Much to call in, but I just spoke with them, and I guess we're having some technical difficulties. Let me go ahead and take a song real quick while I pull them together so we can definitely chill and hang out with our boys from One Too Much, okay? So we'll be right back after this. Now, when I want to hit music, I couldn't, and now that I want to, I can't get it.
Master Flex Knife.
I like a woman with a flex pad. I'm so proud of you.
talk and you know you are.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, here at the Kicker Spot, chilling and doing what we're doing. I'm over in the chat rooms actually chatting up with some of the people over here, and we are having a blast. Got some One Too Much fans over here chilling and kicking it, and it's great, so you can always stop by and do that. But then also, don't forget to go to T'Angelo.com and post a comment on the guest book for your chance to win two free tickets. We're going to announce the name here in just a short while, so you got some time. And I want you to get that. So do what it do. okay, so anyhow, we got folks in the chat rooms ready to talk to the boys. We got people on the phone lines ready to talk to the group. I guess they're the popular ones tonight. That's what's up. I'm happy to hear that. Love to support you guys. Thank you. So anyhow, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and I played all the music that I particularly wanted to play for the evening. So, okay, well, let's just hope they call back because you guys have some really cool people looking to talk with y'all. So, let's see. I'm going to try to get them back on here. Let me see here. We're working with it. May I just sing a song while we wait? It's a small world. You know what? Maybe I won't. Well, anyhow, so real quick, I will tell you a little funny. I am currently at work. Oh, wait, I don't have to talk. They're here. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? This is your boy Tiago with the Kicker Spot. Is this the group One Too Much?
Oh,
no.
Yes, I did. What's happening? O2M in the building.
We've been
listening to the song. We just listened to the track.
I'm so
out of here.
What's happening?
We was listening to it all the time, man. We was trying to get in, but we couldn't.
Everybody in there, man. We had a special show for the ladies, special show for the parents. We had everything. We had it all together, man. And most of all, everybody had a good time, and everybody was turned up in a positive way.
Exactly.
That's right. That's what's up.
That's mostly what we love to do, is reach out to little kids, the people our age, and most of all, parents and adults. And, yeah, we just try to reach out to everybody. We're not trying to leave nobody out with our music, you know, because certain stuff you can't say, some certain stuff you can't say. So we just try to make music for everybody just to listen. Look, am I cute, girl? Whatever may be the case, you be like, duh, girl, you know you cute. I'm like, duh. Man, she look good over there, bro. You see it? Like, duh.
I'm guessing you guys seem to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we all. Oh, twirl. We all right.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. Okay, so now also taking it back to some more things you guys have been doing. The tour. You guys had a tour this past summer with group. Just always want to go on tour. You know, it's like the biggest fantasy is to go on tour. How was it for you?
Man, just to let them know, they better be prepared because it's easy, but it's a lot of fun. It's not as easy as people think, but it is a lot of fun. Because you, from city to city to city, sometimes you don't get as much sleep. You get an hour or two of sleep, then you back up recording, or you back up, got to do get ready for a show, dress rehearsal. It's not as easy as people think, but it is a lot of fun. It's worth it. If you really love this music thing, you'll enjoy it a whole lot. You know?
That's what.
We're giving love. So, you know, everything worked out for the best.
Right. Okay. That's what I know when I was doing the touring thing. It is a lot of fun. Like you said, it is a lot of work because you enter into a new city sometimes looking to chill and take a breath, and they're like, no, you got sound check. They're like, oh, okay, well, can we eat first? You don't have time to eat right now, but we'll get you food at the end.
You don't have time to do nothing. Like, you really, but I mean, it's worth it if this is what you want to do in your life. So, this is what I chose to do. This is what me and my bros chose to do. So, we're going to do it to the fullest.
That's my star.
You talk about like a star, right?
Yes, like a star. That's where I was going.
Oh, yeah, like a star. Duh, you know what I mean? Yeah, of course, like a star. But we did. Okay. We had fun with shooting that video. We shot all around LA area, Hollywood area. You know, we Hollywood babies. We love Hollywood.
Yeah, we from Hollywood.
Okay,
though.
So I gotta ask you a question because one of my homegirls saw the video and she was mad because it wasn't her in the video. But I told her that she didn't go to the audition that day, and she was like, oh, that's right. Anyhow, but the question was, why is the love interest?
Right.
it was just like, wow.
Man, like, she played a good part, though.
She played a shout out to her, matter of fact, because she really participated in everything we asked her to do. Shout out to her. You know, we really had fun working with her. But we also had other little scenes in there. It wasn't just all like checking to the white girl. She was the main character in the story.
Well, of course, I had to just ask you a controversial question. You know, just part of my job to put you on the spot.
Exactly. I caught that. Like, if nobody else caught that, I caught that. But like you said, she was the main character in the story. So we worked out for the best. Like I said, she did really good. I mean, like you said, she caught everybody's attention. She played the part. She played what she needed to play. And I was that.
Okay, and I got some more good questions for you, but we're going to take a second here because we have Cassandra on the line who want to talk to you guys, so we're going to try to pull Cassandra up here and get her going. Is that cool with y'all? Is that good for that?
That's totally fine.
So, Cassandra, baby, this is T'Angelo. It's the Kicker Spot. What's going on?
I want to give a shout-out to One Too Much and say good job well done.
Hi,
from Platinum Entertainment and LaCrecia. Like, duh.
My
dad. How y'all doing? Good.
Yeah, Tito.
Hey.
Whoa. Hi, Mr. Sandra.
How you doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Good. I see you're doing big things. That's right. You're doing big things. That's good. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
So real quick, so Cassandra, what's the memory that you have involved? I got love fans everywhere. Hit me up on the internet, on the phone line. So let's learn a little bit more about you guys. So we got Like Duh. What's some other songs that we could hear from One Too Much? What else do you guys offer us?
Well, actually, you can check out our website at www.onetoomuch.com. That's www.onetoomuch.com. And we also got a song called Ride the Boogie, dedication to Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. We sampled it, got it popping.
Yes. So please check that out. Please get them views on YouTube, please. All our fans out there, watch the video. It's really interesting. Watch the video. And you can see a different side of One Too Much that you guys never seen before.
Exactly.
And you know what? I can contest to that, too, because it was you guys work kind of in rare form where you don't really see you guys. So I would say, you know, y'all always partying. That's why I had y'all come on the first show, because y'all party. But y'all more chill. You know, y'all was a chill dudes in this video. Y'all was really chilling. Just swag.
Yeah, right. We try to get our grown man on. You see, we had the ties, the little pea coat. We got a show coming up in Riverside,
yeah,
matter of fact.
Dee's Dance Center, I believe.
Yeah, Dee's.
Check out
Dee Dee's.
One Too Much on Facebook.
We'll be in Riverside on the 20th.
On the 20th.
So if you ain't got nothing to do, come check out One Too Much, and we turn it up. Don't turn it up as usual.
So definitely, you guys, y'all going to be in Riverside. You got to check out One Too Much on January 20th. Also, swing by their website, which is onetoomuch.com. That is pretty awesome. So, okay, so we got music videos. We got performances. That's all your past. What is coming up next? Where are we going to see One Too Much next?
Well, hopefully, One Too Much right now. Since we're an independent company, we just trying to do our own thing right now. More in the future, with 2012, we're trying to bring more everything. Like everything that we brought in the past, we're trying to bring more of it. Like more fun, more music, more videos, more everything that you never, whole different side of One Too Much that you never seen before. Because we ain't getting younger, we getting older, so we gotta grow as we get older. So as we grow, we're gonna bring more music for the fans, more everything, you know.
Okay, and then what's the dating life like? Who's married in the group? I love the silence. I love the silence. I mean, the silence was deafening. You said the
honestly,
word marriage. And...
Honestly, I mean, we love our fans once again, and we keep saying that we love our fans. But girls, we don't do that. We don't have time for that. I mean, we work. Not like that. We love our fans and all that, but we work. It's just work, work, work. Studio shows.
This young man ain't gonna lie. I'm dating somebody. Well, I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm not gonna sit up here and say I'm not talking to nobody because we all know that's not the truth. Because I am young male from O2M, so of course I'm talking to somebody right now. So all you ladies, don't take it wrong. I still got love for every lady out there, of course, from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, we love our fans. I mean, we got them people that we talk to and we mess with and whatnot.
Well,
but
and the reason, The reason I ask is because when you get in this business, you know, it's always like you're touring and you got fans and you got girls screaming your name. And it's like, do you really have time? How do you balance the personal life against the career life?
Man, tell me about the drama. I'm not going to get into all the drama about that. But, like, the ones, the real ones, they really understand where we're coming from. They understand that we're trying to, like, we do also have families. We also have moms.
Caller on the line. Let me make sure I have Camille still there. Do I have, Veronica, do I still have Camille on the line? Yeah. What? No, I don't want a sandwich. This is not a time for a sandwich.
Who eating a sandwich? Girl. I want a sandwich. I want a sandwich.
Do not tell bruh man she got a sandwich. He asked me earlier and I didn't have one. Now she's trying to hand me a sandwich.
He talking about bruh man from the fifth row?
He was on the show a minute ago. He was just here. Well, I have a sister of the
group. We got a lot of moments with you guys.
Just pick one. I just want to know what's your favorite O2M. I know you have a lot of them, but I just want you to just pick one. What's your favorite O2M moment?
I don't have one. I don't know. I think it was one day when I was talking to TK.
Mila, it's TK. I got one for you. What's your favorite song that we performed at the concert?
I like a Star.
You're a quiet person?
Yeah, when I want
that's
to.
What's up.
Yeah,
that's what well, I knew that as well. But that's what's up. Well, Camille, thank you for calling and supporting the group. That's what's up. We do support. We do appreciate the love and the support. And we have our girl on here on the chat rooms who's doing a shout out to TK from Mocha B in Lancaster, and we asked her what was. We asked her, what is one of her favorite O2M moments? And she said when they came to Lancaster to perform. So y'all get love Lancaster, too. Apparently y'all on stage is just fire.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we do our stuff. We straight shoot. What? Whoa, we going to say that. I say whoa with the O2M in the middle, not two O's, but the O2M in the middle. Whoa. Lancaster, I think that was one of my favorite cities when we did that. Man, we had so much family, so much love on that. I think that was one of my favorite cities right there. So, One Too Much Facebook, it's ONETWOMUCH. I mean, it's a technical difficulty. We're going to fix that pretty soon. But that's how you can find us on Facebook. But if anything, just hit up that website at www.onetoomuch.com. That's www.ONETWOMUCH.com. Whoa.
That's
make sure you follow that Twitter at One Too Much. That's ONE2MUCH.
We also have individual Twitters. You can hit me up at Mellow Twim. Follow me. You can hit me
if
up.
I do follow your Twitter. What's going on y'all's Twitter? What's so interesting about your Twitter? What's happening?
Oh, it's all updates every time we do a video, every time we're shooting a video and we need people to come, it will be posted. Every time we in the studio making a new song, we will let our fans know that's following us on Twitter. Every time we in a different city, we post it. Everything gets documented on Twitter, so Twitter is a must. Follow us at One Too Much.
Well, that's what's up. Well, guys, I would definitely want to say thank you for coming out and, like, referencing it up for the first episode of Kick It Spot here on EOTM Radio. Y'all going to have to come.
Y'all going to be our flow no matter what.
That's what's up. So y'all known for throwing parties. So, like, is there one on schedule already that I need to know about?
I plead the fifth. Well, not right now because, like I said, we're really busy right now. So probably after all the shows and after everything is going down, hopefully for the summer. I think we're going to throw something for the summer. But when we do it, though, all you listeners out there, be ready because in Kevin Hart's voice, it's about to go down.
What's up? Well, you guys, thank you so much for stopping by, and we definitely enjoyed having you. We'll surely check you out at onetoomuch.com, and we'll definitely check out the new video, Like a Star.
And please, other than that,
please click that button on YouTube.
All right, you guys. Y'all have a good night.
All right, so we see how it's looking, bro.
Most deaf. And you guys, we're going to take a quick break here. But when we return, I will be announcing the winner of the movie tickets. You still have time. So go to tangelo.com and post a comment for your chance to win 2 free movie tickets.
What's going on? This is your boy Tangelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot. Angelo.
About 20 minutes to call in at 718-664-6543 to give us your information so we can be sure to get those tickets to you. Again, the radio line is 718-664-6543. So, one thing I didn't mention is I am still dancing and choreographing and things and whatnot, and so I recently received a DVD the other day that was quite amazing. It had some of my choreography that I hadn't even installed in here, because I'm trying to give everybody a chance to get the comments in, you know. That's okay. Veronica, can you go ahead and pull up a name for me, Ma? Yeah? Okay. So if I could do a drum roll, that'd be the hottest. Let me see. Hold on. Uh-oh, no, it's not going to work. Anyhow, okay, so we're going to go ahead and give the movie tickets to Whitney. Her comment says, hey, look at you. I don't know you, but I want to say this is amazing, and I'm happy for you. That's what's up, Whitney. That's what's going on, girl. Yeah, well, thank you for the love and support, and yes, this has been an amazing time. Check me out on Facebook so you can be sure to follow me, and probably in the next coming weeks, I have a like page so you guys will get all the comments and stuff. I hope you guys did enjoy the website, because I enjoy having it put together for you. If you get a chance, you can check out the media page where you can see interviews, celebrity interviews, me with Sanaa Lathan, the sexy, beautiful, delicious-looking Sanaa, the wonderful, brilliant Kimberly Elise. You can see me working on a dance piece for a breast cancer benefit that I work with called Dancing for a Cure. And then you also can check out a video, live footage of me covering the Black College Expo 2011. So that's all on the media page. But, girl, Whitney, I need you to go ahead and give us a call and let us know your information so I can definitely get those two complimentary movie tickets out to you. And to everyone else listening, be sure to always tune in to the Kicker Spot Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific time, where we will be having awesome guests, awesome giveaways, and mad fun. Next week, we will have the choreographer. He's best recognized for being a judge on America's Best Dance Crew, Shane Sparks, right here, chilling at the Kicker Spot, you know, with your boy Tangelo. And don't forget, on January 26th, we will have Teresa Price, and life seems to be good. All right, so that's on the events page. You can go just have fun. You go to Tangelo.com, and just be sure to post. I love the love and the support and all that jazz. Let's see. Oh, goodness. Dot Magazine. You guys, they just told me Dot Magazine is not too far away, and they, like, totally into it. We're going to talk more about Dot Magazine later. I want you guys to learn all about them as well, but we're not ready just yet. I think I got my winner, though. Did Whitney call in? Do I hear? And, okay, give me a second. I announced the winner? Yeah, okay.
You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Oh, goodness. Studio Math, you guys are awesome. Thanks for the sound bites. They're so much fun, and they're mad exciting. This has been great. We've had so much fun with this.
It's your boy. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Gosh, that's so much fun. They did a great job once again. I'm still in love with that. Okay, so we're waiting on Whitney to give us a call, so we can go ahead and do that. But other than that, you guys are great. To my boy Michigan, you're awesome. To all my supporters, my brother, Granny, Carla B, of course, Carla B. We don't work together enough these days. Back in the day, we were like bosom buddies. But now we're both on a grind, so we had to get together again soon. Veronica, how's you, girl? Give a shout out to my girl, Veronica. My homegirl, Daisy. Daisy's new to the family. You'll hear more, hopefully, or get to know more about my girl, Daisy. She's awesome. To my chick, Angie, with the voices. Thank you, Ma. We had a blast. Lady, I am. I'm having such an awesome time, and I'm back here on air. It's been a long time coming, but the brand is put together. And you guys know that you want to stick around and definitely hang out with T'Angelo in the Kicker Spot because we have awesome things to come. And EOTM is even lining some stuff up for you guys. So let's just, we're going to keep it cracking. So I just want to thank you all for tuning in. I do appreciate it. And it has been a great evening. So really quickly, let me go ahead and take my girl Whitney, who managed to call in, so I could just congratulate her. Let's go ahead and get our girl Whitney.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Have you had an introduction better than that ever in your life?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's what's up. Well, Whitney, thank you so much for tuning in and posting on the guest page. I do greatly appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. I mean, I always support someone that's always staying positive and going about their life and doing their dreams. So, you know?
Yeah, we turn dreams into goals and then they become reality.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I hope you're able to tune in next week when we have Shane Sparks on the show. We talk about fun, dancing, and scandals. So hang on for a second, hold the lines and get your information and get the things to you. What are the producers are going to get that from you. And again, thank you so much for the love. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And you have a good night.
You too.
Okay, so everyone, like I said, be sure to tune in next week. I just mentioned one of the judges of Best Dance Crew, Shane Sparks, will be on the show. Also, be sure to visit tangelo.com and check out the events page for details on the Black College Expo. And also, I mentioned Dot Magazine, but we'll do more conversation on them next week. But this is a new innovative magazine that is super cool. You guys are going to be tuned into. And I think they're going to have some real cool stuff, fashion shows, photo shoots. You know, what I love to do will be involved. And I will say, with me being in love with my theme song, we probably should play it to close the show. But considering I just played it a second ago, I think it could kind of be redundant to just play it again. I mean, that's kind of over the top, don't you guys think?
Yeah. Well, overtop is what I do. So other than that, you guys, I'm going to get out of here, and I am going to just say live life to the fullest. Just enjoy it. This is your boy, Tianzo, with the Kicking Spot, you guys, and I hope you enjoyed this show. Until next time, much love, peace, and God bless.
Mr. Boyd, welcome to the Kicking Spot. Mr. Boyd, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better words. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicking Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
No.
Boys, welcome to the Kicking Spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo.